7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. All religions, to a certain extent, believe in the coming of a savior at the end of times. Even non-Abrahamic faiths believe in a savior that will come at the end of times. In Hinduism, we have a particular concept. In Buddhism, there's a particular concept, and so on and so forth. In Islam, obviously, we have a particular concept. But obviously, amongst the different schools of Islam, there's a difference of opinion regarding certain characteristics and certain historical details of this particular individual. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters today is a book about this particular individual from the perspective of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, a very respected and known scholar. And hopefully, inshallah, the book will be of benefit to us all. And hopefully in our next segment, we'll be introducing this book to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners, based upon what was said in the previous segment on the Savior, is a book titled The Mahdi, Understanding the Awaited One. This book was originally written in Arabic by an esteemed scholar, Sayyid Munir Al-Khabbaz. Now, Sayyid Munir, before we get into the actual book and the text, was a person who was born in the city of Qatif in current-day Saudi Arabia. He started his initial journey in Najaf, and he traveled to Syria and Qom and studied under great scholars such as Sayyid Abul Qasim Al-Khuwi, rahmatullah alayh, Sayyid Sistani, hafadhullah, the current marja and jurisconsulted in the city of Najaf, coming to Qom, studying under great scholars such as Ayatollah Jawad Malik al-Tabrizi, rahmatullah alayh. And then obviously he started his own discussions in advanced fiqh, or in advanced jurisprudence, and in advanced principles of jurisprudence. So this book that we have, or this book that Sayyid Munir has written, is regarding the Mahdi, or is regarding Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajam sharif. And it tries to show individuals, or show to the reader who the person is, some specific characteristics and traits about him. And more importantly, this book is about that particular person, that particular individual who is chosen. And this is important, as I mentioned in the beginning, that between the history of the Imam, alayhi salam, between the Sunni school of thought and the Shi'i school of thought, there are some historical differences, but both of these schools of thought understand that the final 12th, or the final Imam, or the final Savior, the Mahdi, who will come at the end of time, will be a person who is not chosen by people, but it's a person who is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this particular individual is chosen to do what? Is chosen to usher in the promise of justice and virtue. That we have in all tradition, that the earth will be filled with vice, will be filled with corruption, that this individual, the Mahdi, the Imam, the final light from the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will usher in a time of justice and virtue. And the Sayyid tries to expound on these particular things, expound on these particular concepts. For example, he not only in this book brings evidences that are intellectual, but he tries to bring also a lot of textual evidence regarding the things that he wishes to prove. For example, the birth of the Imam, the necessity of the Imam in any era. So basically, the concept starts with Imamah. What is the concept of Imam? Why is it necessary for Imam to always exist? Why is it that the earth can never be void of any Imam? There has to always be a divine guide for human beings on earth. And we have the tradition like that, that if the earth was devoid of any Imam, it would collapse on itself. Very rough translation of the tradition. So this book was translated by the Mainstay Foundation. Now, it doesn't say exactly who translated the book. It might have been a group of translators and was published in the United States of America. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of the book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I can hear your voice like a whisper calling me in the wind. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled The Mahdi, Understanding the Awaited One by Sayyid Munir Al-Khabbaz, Hafizahullah, may Allah protect him, translated by the Mainstay Foundation. So one of the chapters, or one of the headings that is in the book, is titled Meeting the Imam. This is right in the beginning of the book. So meeting the Imam. There is no doubt that it would be a great honor and a most admirable goal to be graced by meeting Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajum sharif. However, in order to understand this point well, we must answer the following three questions. Is it possible to meet the Imam? Some might say that meeting the Imam alayhi salam is something that is impossible. This may be understood in what As-Saduq, a great scholar of 12th heritage, narrated in his book Kamal ad-Din. He wrote that in the last month of his life, the fourth ambassador, Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samri, the last of the Imam's ambassadors, received a signed letter from the awaited Imam, alayhi salam. In that signed letter, the Imam, alayhi salam, wrote, "In the name of God, the most beneficent, the most merciful, O Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samri, may Allah or may God increase the rewards of your brothers for the tragedy of your loss as you pass within the next 6 days. Organize your affairs and do not appoint someone to take your position after your death. Total occultation has begun and there will be no emergence until God wills. That will be after a lengthy duration, the hardening of hearts and the spread of injustice throughout earth. Those who will claim to see me will come to my Shia. Surely whoever claims to have seen me before the emergence of As-Sufyani and the call is a liar and a fabricator. There is no power except by God, the Most High, the Most Glorious." From the passage it may be understood that what is impossible to actually meet the Imam. Whoever claims to have seen the Imam is a liar and fabricator. There is no power except by God. And then the Sayyid goes on and answers this particular question and the other two questions regarding this issue of meeting the Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are able to serve the Imam أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف, in order to enable the hastening of his reappearance, or as they said, his emergence to occur. Inshallah, we are of his supporters, of his helpers, of his soldiers, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.